Well, ever since Mitchell Duke joined the Wanderers, things have been looking up. So he came on, they were 5-0 down against Newcastle, got the goal, so they only lost that one 5-1. And then, of course, had the win last week against the Central Coast Mariners. So he might be the difference.
It's all about him.
That's what Wanderers fans are hoping. He joins us on the line. G'day, Mitch.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, really. Have I taken a bit of a stretch there, mate, saying you're the difference?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a far stretch. To be fair, the boys have been doing well. You know, I came on when we were 1-0 up, so you know, I was happy to help the boys get another goal. But you know, I think that's the difference. I think it's just the confidence thing now can hopefully help out a lot with that result.
Mitch, how have you found the transition from the J League, the Japanese League, to the A League in the Western Sydney Wanderers?
Yeah, well, like I've been a part of the A League before. I kind of knew what to expect coming back.
Yeah.
So it was quite a quick transition, really. I literally slotted in straight with the boys. You know, one of the major things I missed as well, which was the camaraderie between the team, where I can actually be a bit more involved because I can speak the language. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that team aspect's really important. What about Marcus Babbel? How have you had when you've sat down and had some chats with Marcus Babbel?
Yeah, I did. When I first signed, he called me up and just gave me a heads up of what to expect and what he expects of me and, like, you know, how happy he was that I made the decision to come. And then again, when I first arrived and did my first training session, he also pulled me into his office and just had a bit of a chat about what to expect and you know, what his plans are for the rest of the season and for next year as well. Mm. You know, but I just want to focus on the rest of this season because I'm not giving up on finals hope. I know it's okay. A massive, massive miracle, massive task, but there's 27 more points to get, and I think we're 15 points behind sixth, so okay. Anything's possible.
Mitch, I'm going to make a presumption that you spoke to someone at the Wanderers organisation, a player that you may have known from your junior days or other times in the A-League, and talked about the environment there at the Wanderers, because you know, Marcus Babbel has come out and been openly critical of his squad at different stages and whether that's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. He's been critical of young people and millennials and how they respond to criticism. What did your research uncover there?
Yeah, well, A-League's quite a small place sometimes. So I've already had about 6 or 7 friends there that playing there now. You know, so I spoke to a few of those boys. You know, and from what I heard, you know, Babbel was just pretty much honest in his explanation of what's been going on, really. And nothing out of order, I don't think, from what I've heard. You know, and everyone else has said good things, you know, nothing bad about the environment at all. I think just the thing was they just got too used to not winning was their issue. You know, and it was nothing against them even not trying. I think it was just, it was just one of those seasons where they were getting punished for their switch-off moments, you know, and I can understand that because I experienced that in my first year in Japan as well, where I got relegated. So, you know, those things can happen in football. It's just about now, you know, turning it on and switching it up. So, yeah, I didn't hear anything bad about the atmosphere. I've heard great things about the club. You know, they've obviously got big plans for next season with the new stadium, new training facilities. You know, so there's a lot to look forward to. One thing I was quite surprised about was when I first left the A-League 4 years ago, the atmosphere of the playing there has changed a lot, as in, like, the atmosphere of the games, you know, playing at Spotless and ANZ, I didn't realise there was that much of a change-up in the atmosphere of the crowd. But hopefully, with that new stadium coming back, it's going to bring everyone back as well.
Yeah, that's right. The old Parramatta Stadium provided a fabulous atmosphere there for the Wanderers supporters, but the new Parramatta, well, new Western Stadium is going to be absolutely fantastic backdrop there. Mitch, obviously, how do you compare the standard? Can you give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of an idea about the standard between the J-League and the A-League?
Yeah, it's like the A-League's still a great level. But for me personally, the J-League is still quite up there. It's just a bit sharper, a bit faster, a bit more technical still. And, you know, probably just a bit more, I guess, in the tactical sense, a bit more, I don't know, like, you've got players that are obviously just, like, next level where, that you know, they get a chance, they score the goal.
Yeah.
You know, where you'll see in the A-League maybe quite a few easy chances go big in, go missing. You know, a lot of the time that doesn't happen in Japan. Mm. You know, you see ruthlessness in the J-League where they score every chance they get almost, you know. And, you know, there's just less space, less time on the ball. So it's just that little bit quicker, sharper, and the technical level is probably a bit better as well.
Biggest cultural difference to living in Japan?
Yeah, well, that was a massive thing for me, and obviously a massive reason for why I've come back as well. You know, I didn't plan to be there for 4 years, to be honest. So I never committed on learning the language, and I think that really affected me staying there, because I think if I learned the language, it would have been easier to adjust. But after 4 years being there, not learning the language, it got tough. It got very lonely.
Yep.
Felt a bit isolated because you can't speak with anyone,
yep.
Especially in my city. There's no foreigners, no English. So, and then for my wife as well, it was a lot harder to adjust. You know, I at least had football. She had nothing else to do. So,
yep.
It was time for that change up to mentally freshen up again.
Good. And then, mate, the next challenge now for the Wanderers, if you say that, I imagine your attitude is you can still make the finals, but that means the team's attitude is they can still make the finals. You'll need that attitude to be sharp against Adelaide, mate. That's your next challenge.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't take too much away from beating Mariners. You know, because they've been in a similar boat to us. I want to verse these teams in the top four that are doing well. So we can. I want to make a statement, and I want to beat these teams. Now I've come back here not to lose, and you know I have every intention and you know like every ambition that we can still make the top six. And I don't see why not. It's just completely up to us. You know, if we start winning a few games in a row, it's going to put pressure on some teams, and they might start to drop points. So you know, it's a funny game. I think. Why not believe that you can make the top six? We're still in a decent enough position where we can do that. If we win ourselves, and then if we don't make it, then that's I'll still be proud of the boys because then we've given it our all for this last part of the season. So, but I believe we can still do it.
Yep.
Especially the next couple of games, got Adelaide and then Perth. So two tough games, and if we can get maximum points out of these two games, I can see us finishing really well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Wanderers fans would love to hear that, Mitch. Great to have a chat, mate. Enjoy your time with the Wanderers and good luck for this game against Adelaide coming up.
Yeah, no worries, boys. Cheers for your time.